Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for a new day. And we thank you, Father God, that you just inspire us by these words, Lord. Your will be done, your kingdom come in every way. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Matthew 23, verse 23 to 28. Great sorrow awaits you, religious scholars and Pharisees, frauds and pretenders. For you are obsessed with peripheral issues like insisting on paying meticulous tithes on the smallest herbs that grow in your gardens. These matters are fine, yet you ignore the most important duties of all, to walk in the love of God, to display mercy to others, and to live with integrity. Readjust your values and place first things first. What blind guys! Nitpickers, you will spoon out a gnat from your drink, yet at the same time you've gulped down a camel without realizing it. Great sorrow awaits you, religious scholars and Pharisees, frauds and impostors. You are like one who will only wipe clean the outside of a cup or bowl, leaving the inside filthy. You are foolish to ignore the great and self-indulged that live like germs within you. You are blind to your evil. Shouldn't the one who cleans the outside also be concerned with cleaning the inside? You need to have more than clean dishes. You need clean hearts. Great sorrow awaits you, religious scholars and Pharisees, frauds and impostors. You are nothing more than tombs painted over with white paint, tombs that look shining and beautiful on the outside, but filled with rotting corpses on the inside. Outwardly, you masquerade as righteous people, but inside, your hearts are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness.
Amen. Amen. Going back here, we see he talks about them cleaning the outside of the cup and then not the inside. And then again, talking about it like you like tombs, that you look beautiful, but inside you are like rotten corpses on the inside. And outward you masquerade as righteous people, but inside your hearts are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. And this is very interesting, because you see here God wants the inner man, our spirit, to be enlightened. He wants our spirit man to be in relation with the Spirit of God, so that it taps into Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, the one that we were made to be a walk with, who was made to be our Savior. Why? Because Jesus is in tune with the Father. And being in tune with the Father and one with the Father, he then portrays the true potential that each and every one of us has. So this is God's heart. You can't go and put on these big acts and try impress people and try be the person that God made you to be. If you're not in tune with the Lord, you're not in tune. If you're not in tune with the Lord, you're not in tune with the Father. And if you're not in tune with the Father, you're not in tune with your destiny to know the Father and Son and fulfill the good works that are laid out for your lives. So you're Jesus comes to the very crux of the matter. You need to be born again. Born again from the inside, so that you can know who you come from, know your God, and then your God could start working in you to will and to do according to the good pleasure that he's got for your life. So it's so wonderful just coming to that crux of the matter. God made this world and he made it beautiful. God made us, and he made us beautiful, but that beauty comes in knowing him, allowing him to work in us to will and to do, allowing him to write his laws on our hearts and our minds. In that way, we can work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, because the Almighty has saved us, the Almighty leads us, and the Almighty shows himself strong on our behalf, because that's what it's all about. So without Jesus, you don't have the Father. Without having the Father, you don't have the power of the Holy Spirit, and you don't have the truth about yourself, the destiny that God has got for you. So it's so we've got to come, the key, Jesus, and then fellowship, and then obedience, and then the light can shine, that this wonderful God that made everything, and he made everything for purpose, can start shining his light into our hearts, and then manifest himself through our lives, and encouraging people, get back to your God, because you were made by God, and you were made by God, for God, and for the good plans that he's got for our lives. Amen.
Amen.